Eagles, we went into this game, three games left in this competition, in the qualifying stages, probably each one is a must win. That's the first one out the way, done and dusted.
Yeah, definitely. Good win, kind of good performance all round, some good, like really good performances from Porter with Jamie Porter from the bowling, and Chopper struck him brilliantly at the bat as well. So lots of positives, another good win.
Well, let's talk about the bowling. 2 for 17 for yourself, two important wickets there, and a maiden, which, I mean, in this, if you can't take a wicket but you bowl a maiden over, I mean, that's a great morale booster for the side, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from a bowling point of view, if you could roll this wicket up and take it with you everywhere, you would, I think. Obviously, maybe not a high scoring game, which everyone wants to see, but for the bowlers, it's nice wicket to take with you.
Particularly when you took that, mate, I think it was the 18th over of their innings. Normally, the slog is on then, isn't it? And sometimes a poor bowler is just fodder for the batsman at that stage, but you were in amongst the tail by that stage.
Yeah, well, thanks to Jamie and Mo and myself, we've taken loads of, probably, I think, 8 down by that stage, so can really put the pressure on and make sure we don't go for many at the tail end, which was good.
It would have seemed when Varun Chopra got off to a marvellous start that you were probably sitting in that dressing room with your feet up thinking, great job, bowler's done their job, let the batsman finish it off. Wasn't to be, was it?
No, not to be.
Typical Essex, isn't it? You know, so if you can make it tense for the crowd.
Yeah, it's always T20, you always twists and turns, and you always end up getting in batting 8, 7, 8, so good to finish it off and another good win.
And indeed, I mean, batting with Harmy right at the end, we needed less than a single ball, and you played it sensibly, both of you, didn't you?
Yeah, just said there's enough in it that you could still get your singles without taking too many risks, so that's what we decided to do, and luckily hit a couple of boundaries as well and got us over the line.
Yeah, learning as you go along in this game, aren't you? From every game that you're playing.
Yeah, it's T20 is quite a difficult game. Obviously, you think you mastered it, and then the next game you go disappear out of the park. But hopefully we can put in some good performances the next couple of games and get into the quarterfinals.
Yeah, you sometimes pinch yourself thinking where you were last year playing, you know, sort of playing the club cricket, and then obviously getting the chance with Essex, and all of a sudden having got in the side, staying there really.
Yeah, so main goal at the start of the season was to try and nail down a place, and hopefully I'm doing that at the moment. I've just got to continue to do what I am and try and do well for the team.
You got the shirts up to somebody else to try and get
exactly,
it off you, but you won't give that up easy, will you?
Someone's got to take it.
I'm sure you won't. Paul, well done. Thanks for your time, and good luck in the two other must-win games.
Yeah, cheers. Thank